I've gone away 2 out of the last 3 weeks.
Don't think we haven't noticed.
And
you're the best, Bob.
And this was on my desk.
Bob, you can do anything. Brains and brawn. Bob, you have it all.
It's pretty good, huh? It's a little affirmation box. And then I walk in and see this book.
Ask Bob.
Yeah, there it was.
So I saw that book last week sitting on your desk. I immediately thought, worst idea for a book ever, hands down. You do not want to ask Bob anything.
I don't know, man. According to this.
You're the best, Bob. Bob, you can do anything.
Now, if you leave it open, because we actually get some really interesting ones in here.
They get more intense as they
Bob,
go on.
You rock.
Whoa.
Everybody loves you, Bob.
Oh, jeez.
You sure are sexy, Bob.
All right, so I believe most of the things on the box.
Sexy, yes. The others,
the rock stuff.
I'm not so sure about all the.
You got something to rock? Oh, I guess I should rock.
Yeah, you see, you need to live up to this affirmation box now.
Rock box.
All right, rock box. Yes. How about this new music from Lucius?
Lucius. I love Lucius.
Yes, that's their Twitter handle.
I love Lucius.
Yeah, we saw them both at South by Southwest. We've seen them.
They did a Tiny Desk concert. Just the most enchanting group live I've just about ever seen.
And they've only had an EP out until coming October 15th. We'll have a first listen the week before. Brand new album from Lucius. I'm going to rock us. And they're going to rock us. I'm not really actually
rock
doing anything.
I guess I don't think of them as rocking out.
Okay, but they've got the rock and roll in them. I mean, they have the girl group sound from the 60s, and they have great pop sensibility. So we'll play a song from Lucius. It's hard to know which to choose. I've been listening to this record while I've been on vacation. And I'm going to go with a song called Tempest.
We are two ships passing.
Those voices.
I know. That's a five-piece band. They're from Brooklyn, right? And those lead voices is Holly Lessig and Jess Wolfe are the two voices that we know. And
what do you think of the production on the whole record? Because that was a lot more drenched in reverb and a little airier than what I think of when I think of their music.
I've listened to the whole album a number of times. It's much more thought through, much more layered. And the songs tend to build in more structured ways, more potent ways. And it's a fabulous record, absolutely fabulous. And there's songs that were on the four-song EP that they put out last year that are on this, also more better. Lucius. New record's called Wilder Woman, and it comes out October 15th-ish.
Nice. Well, you know, Bob, we've been doing this show a long time.
This is it? This is where you give me the heave-ho?
That's right. And it's time for you to go. Yeah. No, we've been doing the show for a long time, and today I have music from...
You're the best, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to send you away with just the box, and it'll be on a street corner under a highway overpass where you'll be living, and you'll just have that box listening to it.
I want to thank my secret admirer who sent me
this. We don't know who sent that to you, do we?
It's a secret admirer.
Well, this one goes out to your secret admirer, then. This is... We've been doing this show for a long time, and so today I want to talk about two bands that were among the earliest bands we ever featured on this show. And the first is TV on the Radio, a band that we first featured about a decade ago when they released Desperate Youth, Bloodthirsty Babes, that record. And I went back and checked out our page, and we had some copy on there. It said, at the time, we called them one of the most unique acts of the new decade.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Of the new decade. I probably wrote that, but... I was quite young then.
Yeah.
No, but they were one of the most unique acts of the new decade. And they've released a number of really cool, impressive records since then. The most recent was 2011's Nine Types of Light. A few weeks ago, TV on the Radio released a new single called Mercy. And now we have another new cut. We're premiering here on All Songs Considered. TV on the Radio, the song is called Million Miles.
Like a whip struck hot, so never. It was a feeling.
I'm so glad to hear that sound.
Yeah, very soulful sound. It's Million Miles. It's a much slower cut, much dreamier cut than the one they put out a few weeks ago. That was called, the song a few weeks ago was called Mercy. It was this really driving, hard-edged song, and it's a nice, softer side of the band. TV on the Radio has a record coming out sometime, but we don't know what it's called, and we don't know when it's coming out.
Let's call him up.
Yeah. So, hey, Kip, how's it going? Presumably these two songs, Mercy and the one we just played, Million Miles, will be on the new record. Looking forward to it. Danger Bob Boylan.
Oh, my God. I didn't think he could come through the door.
Yeah.
But
no.
He just didn't even open the door. Well, he went right through it.
I'm like the ooze.
The ooze?
Yeah, the ooze. You know, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
Yeah, just kind of seep through.
Wait a minute, here we go.
Mr. Lars, welcome. We used to play this for you every day when you left.
It was when I would leave work. And that little cue right there, that's what I would pump my arm in the air, turn my back to everybody, and walk away. And, you know, I feel like something should have exploded while I was walking.
Oh, when you left, it did.
Oh, it did. Yeah, there was always a little explosive.
I didn't know that.
Fires.
A puff of smoke. Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Welcome.
I was always left with chills.
I always had to clean up after. So, Mr. Lars, welcome. Yeah, I presume you have music for us, Lars Gotrich.
I've got some music for you. Band called Pelican. I just realized that yesterday they've been around for 13 years. They're one of these bands that they came up in a time in metal where something called post-metal happened, where a bunch of metal bands kind of scaled back, became more melodic, some completely threw out vocals, and kind of took more from the post-rock realm of music. And I avoided that stuff altogether. It never...
Was it the equivalent of dad rock for metal?
No, no, no. That wouldn't be right.
Okay. But you're talking mostly instrumental music. It became mostly...
Yeah, I was never really a big fan of like Explosions in the Sky or anything like that. It just didn't appeal to me. It felt pretty... I could always guess what they were about to do, and that was boring to me. So I just never really bothered with it. But here was this band Pelican, who is very popular in this style of music. And so I kind of avoided them for the longest time. And in recent years, I've been kind of going back to a lot of that stuff and seeing, well, maybe I missed something. This new Pelican record, which is called Forever Becoming, I really love it. It feels like there is an element of surprise to what they are doing at all times. But then there's a song like the one I'm about to play for you, which is called Deny the Absolute, which...
Great title.
It should give you an idea that it's just a hard-rocking song, and it's a pummeler.
Excellent. Let's hear
this
it.
Is my whole life philosophy right there. Deny the Absolute.
Why is it your whole life philosophy?
Because I don't believe in absolutes. I don't believe the world's black and white.
But isn't that an absolute?
Oh. Whoa.
There's that smoke.
Whoa, Robin.
Another. We'll be right back. Ooh, that was a nice drum sound.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have to say, I've been dragging a lot today, and that is exactly what I needed to sort of recalibrate things.
It's a nice little punch in the face.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. Bob, I'm going to just, maybe Lars, you're the man to do this. I just, every now and then, ask someone to come up and just give me a solid punch right in the face.
Oh, I can do that for you, Robin.
Thanks, man. All right. Well, coming up next.
I turned the mics off for that. I didn't want you all at home to hear that. So thanks, Lars. These guys are going to get on the road for this because I'd like to see that live.
Yeah. Pelican is going on tour in November, and this album, Forever Becoming, is coming out in mid-October.
Awesome. And this could be the last time we do a handoff from Lars to Thor.
Should I punch him in the face?
Say, would you do that for me?
He's got so much padding on that face. You're going to feel it.
I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe the gut.
Solar plexus, by the way. You just want to aim for the solar plexus. You know, Bob, you and I need to shoot some YouTube videos. First of us twerking.
Yeah, we came up with that idea in the elevator.
Yeah, we're twerking.
That's going to happen on my last show, which will be next week.
And
it's
then
gonna be mine.
We need to do one of us just punching each other in the solar plexus and see who goes.
Who drops.
See who goes down first.
All right.
Yeah. This is the thing kids are doing now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm so sorry. Kids, cut it out.
One shot to the solar plexus.
Your moms and dad are going to get angry. Don't do it. Oh, that's not a good reason. Okay, you're going to die.
Jeez, that's really dark, Bob.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, where'd this go?
So wait a minute. does this mean that Thor only has one more week with us?
It's true.
Oh.
My valuable time.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like
wait
sand.
A minute. More importantly. Thanks, Lars.
Thanks, Lars, and happy wedding.
Thanks.
Yeah. Lars is going off on taking it to the next level with his nuptials.
They're going to punch each other in the solar plexus.
That's right. I do.
Yeah, this is it.
Speaking of, we
extended Thor a little longer than interns into a little helping hand here for a couple of weeks as we transition.
Mm-hmm,
and
but
this is it. But what's going to be amazing is he's going to live with me for a week, which could be an entire television show.
You ever seen that movie Rock and Roll Circus by the Rolling Stones?
It's
going to be us.
Well, I can't wait for that.
So what do you? So you must have music for us here on this.
Day. You know, in celebration of my winding time here in DC, I'm going to play "Living Dead Things" by Jackson and his computer band.
I don't know Jackson and his computer band.
For those that don't know, it is basically a solo project
by
Jackson.
And with his computer band.
Exactly. His last album was called Smash from 2005, and he does this really cool glitched out electro pop that's sort of a lot more chopped and screwed, and it's a lot bigger, it's a lot more boisterous, it's just very big. And it just hits a little bit harder than I think most things.
Like a punch to the solar
plexus. To the solar plexus, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're going to end this show, with
That's
you falling like a sack
punch
of potatoes.
Noise.
All right, should we listen to Jackson and his computer band?
Aye, aye.
This is called Dead Living Things. We'll be right back.
Nice one.
Number one cut. Number one cut.
You know how I have this box, this affirmation box?
Mm. You're the best, Bob.
And when Thor leaves, I want a box like that, or a button I can push that every once in a while will say things like...
Number one cut.
Or...
That's a jam.
Or...
Pizza.
Right? I mean, wouldn't it be great? Or...
Time to rock.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to
make
one.
More importantly, I have to say, and I say this with the deepest, profoundest apologies to all our previous interns, because we've had some amazing interns over the years. But I think, Thor, you have brought more music that has just sent me over the moon than anybody I can think of in recent history.
Yeah, Thor's rocking.
It's pumping so hard right now.
It is really... I've been very, very happy.
I'll give
with
you
everything.
The jams. I throw the shapes and I give you the jams, sir.
your cuts are going to suck from now on.
Yeah, I know. Jackson and his computer band.
Yeah, nice one. I'm going to pick... the other night I was home. I have stayed in like 5 or 6 days in a row. There's been not a show in town. This is the worst time in the world for like music live. Everybody is like waiting for their records to come out in September, and then they're going to unleash, and I'm never going to be in my place
again. You didn't shrivel up and die these past 5 days.
See? Amazing, right? I made a little music, and it's been kind of fun.
Wow.
So, but I got a text, and someone said to me, they said... if you're not at the Luray show at 6th and I Synagogue, get here pronto. But I couldn't. I mean, literally, it was starting, and I'm 30 minutes from the place.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't going to happen. And I thought, well, okay, I have the record. I haven't listened to it yet. I don't even know what it is, but I have this thing. And so I just turned it on and like, pretended I was at the 6th and I Synagogue.
With all your cardboard cutout friends that you keep around the apartment.
That's right.
Yeah,
little candles and stuff. And it's a fabulous record. And little did I know that Shannon Carey lives in D.C., and even less that I knew that her brother, Sean Carey, from Bon Iver, helped produce the record. So she's a banjo player from around here, and she worked in his attic studio in Eau Claire. And... they recorded for 5 days, and he took it and he worked on the record for like 6 months and made these beautiful textures with all that she did, and it's quite a record. Shannon Carey goes by the name of Luray, and the record is called Wilder, and let's give a listen to this song. It's called Title Ground.
Oh,
that sweet?
That was really lovely. And she's Sean Carey's sister.
Yeah.
S. Carey, you know, he also put out a fantastic solo record, too, in addition to being under the name S. Carey, in addition to being the percussionist for Bon Iver, but nice producer there, too.
Yeah, and I think she has a lovely, lovely voice and sense of melody, which I think is what puts us over the top for me. Shannon Carey goes by the name of Luray, which I assume is for the Luray Caverns, and the area in Virginia. And they say, if you ever go there, they'll say Luray. So it's just awesome. Anyway.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, I said I wanted to feature a couple of artists that we originally had on All Songs Considered many, many years ago when we first started the show.
Before Thor was probably born.
Probably before Thor was even born. And the second, I did TV on the radio. The second one I want to do is Rakia Traore, the singer from Mali. And talk about a beautiful voice. We first featured her on All Songs Considered in 2001 on a show that also had Tom Verlaine, Jeff Buckley, Ali Farkatoure, and the Tuvan Throat Singers Yatka. Remember them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That show actually is worth searching for in our archives and going back. Still lots of great music from there. Anyway, Rakia Traore, she's back now with her first new album in 5 years. Haven't heard from her since 2008. The record is called Beautiful Africa, and the song I want to play is called Kuma. And this record was produced by John Parrish, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Since he did the thing with PJ Harvey,
that's
I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, thanks. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Brains and brawn. Bob, you have it all.
Brains and brawn.
You can see. Well, you can't see on the radio, but you guys hear, right?
Yeah.
It's you can
bulging
attest,
muscles.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite.
Quite the
intimidating. Yeah. Intimidating.
Yeah, go for the solar plexus, buddy. See what happens to you.
My hand!
Where'd it go?
Inside your solar plexus.
That's right. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Bye, Thor!
Bye, Thor. It's been great.
See you next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Psych.
We may have one more. We might have either a reprise or we may have a... No, we may have a reprieve or he may have a reprise. Stay tuned.
Pizza.
Siginya uma lebedofo, balima uma lebedofo, terima uma lebedofo, niedofo nebedofo, niedofo nebedofo. Kana nyine ngakuma mandinye, niedofo nebedofo. Kana nyine ngakuma manyola, niedofo nebedofo. Kana nyine ngakuma mandi, niedofo nebedofo. Kana nyine ngakuma manyi, niedofo nebedofo. Makorota do bakunabo fembe ba de wolo kuma de baba wolo kuma ma foka bang kabang kuma kato oko kuma bitenza kuma ma foka 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 kuma kato oko kuma kambi fegenya kana nenyi nenga kuma mandinya kana nenyi nenga kuma manyala kana nenyi nenga kuma mandi e kana nenyi nenga kuma manyi Abedaro dia de canero feganya umanake keta ubi fo alike bali bifo umanake yele umbi fo ali yebeli bifo kanane nyininga kuma mandinye nebidofo nebidofo kanane nyininga kuma kagbalende ala nebidofo nebidofo kanane nyininga kuma mandi nebidofo nebidofo kanane nyininga kuma manyi Ta choco bella mine choco bella kana tolon tolon vente li tolon abetinye like kana nenyine ngakuma mandi kana nenyine ngakuma bimane kana nenyine ngakuma manye kana nenyine ngakuma manye avuka nenyine ngakuma bitalande wa
Beautiful.